If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. And now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
Our good friend, my classmate, my fellow American University alum, Tony Perkins.
Yay,
from
Tony.
Fox 5.
Thank you.
They didn't get you. We get you today. I am so glad to have you here. I've guested with you more than you've guested with me. Well, no, in the old radio days, you used to pop in a lot.
Because
you love doing radio shows.
I love doing this. I love hanging with you guys. It is great fun.
Is this your first time to the living room?
Yes, it is.
Wow, we haven't seen you in some years, then.
I've not been to the living room. Mike has never had me to his home. Well, there was a party once, and I worked it. So.
And a good job, too, Tony.
Thank you.
And I will say, Tony, the canapé, they were delicious. Everybody was satisfied. Anyway, now let's do it because we have to do it on Thursday. Bear with us before we get to panel and we talk about everything that we have.
Okay.
We have to get to a Thursday. Thursday is birthday day.
That's right.
And let's get right to it. Last Friday, birthday, listener man. For life, Tommy Pico, had a birthday, but his girlfriend sent a request late and left out all the particulars. But happy birthday, Tommy. Last year, Mike met listeners Jason and April Hill, known since as the Swingers from Buffalo.
Remember them?
Oh, she was a hottie.
Yeah. How about him?
April's birthday. I don't care. April's birthday was Friday, and she'd like to hear Oscar thank her for keeping it tight. He can't. He's no longer online.
He's gone. Yeah.
Sunday, Daryl Taylor turned 40, which means he has now spent half his life listening to us. Wow.
Yeah.
Makes me feel old. Zachary Ryan earned the nickname Zach the Douche on Tuesday. He turned 28, which means his douchiest days are still ahead of him.
That's right.
Oh,
nice.
We met Dale West of Reno. He turned 55 Tuesday. Dale partied late with Mike and Rob. His wife got a birthday song from Buzz, and he's pretty sure Oscar made his girlfriend's nipples move.
Yeah, that's what
really?
He said.
Oscar has this power.
Wow. Yeah. Also Tuesday, Stephanie Forge had a birthday, a listener long before the podcast. She would love a greeting from Jesse Ventura. Stephanie, it's a conspiracy.
You don't think it's really her birthday?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's such a thing as a birthday.
It's just sort of something what the establishment says.
I think we're all hatched. Yesterday, Alex Ephraim turned 33, and he'd like Charlie to tell him the secret to living to such a ripe old age.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, Charlie, you're old.
I'm very old.
How old are you?
73.
No, not yet.
72?
72.
When am I going to be 73?
December 13th of this year.
Oh, Rob.
Anyway. Twyla Rieger turned 7 yesterday. That's 7. That greeting's important to her uncle, longtime listener Spencer.
Right.
Have some of your own kids, Spencer.
All right. No, I've gotten mail from Spencer. Don't reproduce, Spencer.
Okay. Yeah. Today, Keenan McCree of Pittsburgh, California, turned 38, loves the birthday segment, and would like to hear from the fully turgid Jim Nance from the Masters.
Oh
my God. A delightful day at Augusta. The azalea line fairways give way to the blue skies of Augusta, Georgia, as the players remove their pants and frolic naked in the
Butler Cabin?
In Butler Cabin. And then the skinny dipping continues well into the evening as they dip into Ray's Creek, ignoring the leeches and enjoying a beautiful afternoon that is the majesty of Augusta.
At any point, Mr. Nance.
Yes, Rob. Hi.
Hi, Jim. Will you be receiving a branch anywhere from the Eisenhower Pine?
The Eisenhower Pine will be slowly and carefully inserted in all the right places. Thank you very much. I have to do more of that. I forgot.
Tomorrow I thought you would do it for the open.
Yes. Oh, that means there'll be some writing tonight.
That's right.
There'll be some drunken writing tonight. Let's see. Okay, we've got Michael White turned 39. He'd love a greeting from D.C.'s mayor for life, Marion Barry.
I just want to say my diabetes is under control. I got the sugars. And I'm doing my very best. Thank you very much, Michael White.
Tomorrow, Scotty Hulick turns 30 and would be mightily amused to hear anything from Garrison Keillor.
Very popular.
Oh, this is a popular one, Mike.
Dial Scotty Hulick and the Prairie Home Companion. Mrs. B's Biscuits saying Scotty Hulick. turns 30. Garrison Keillor saying, over and out.
All right. Jay Campbell of Madison, Wisconsin turns 39 tomorrow, and he'd like some wisdom from Smart Charlie. No. Daniel Tichy turns 40 Saturday. He's his. We're the only show that cares about yogurt makers.
This is true.
That's a dirty little thing we did early in the week. We'll explain it later, Tony. Okay. He'd be much obliged if Mike would talk up a record, any record, for Daniel Tichy turning 40.
You feel up to it?
Absolutely.
Okay, I chose your favorite. I do believe, Mike.
Oh, good.
WTNT. 15 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, we want to say hi to Daniel Tichy, who turned 40 on Saturday. Is it last Saturday or is it this Saturday? We're really not sure. But it doesn't matter. Smoke a joint, do a line of coke, have a beer, and have a great birthday party.
Hi, baby.
Yeah. He's still got it.
Thank you, baby. Sunday, April Hicks turns 30, and she just isn't excited. Oh. Wow. Her husband wonders if a sexy greeting from Buzz would help April.
Well, sure. April, I just want you to know, my prostate is ready to serve.
What? What was that?
My prostate
is spreading to serve?
Is ready to serve.
Oh, ready to serve.
Ready to serve.
And how are you preparing this prostate? Like in a slow cooker?
That's gross.
Yogurt maker.
Last two. On Monday, Michael Connor turns 31. He's been listening since WAVA. Today, he's a programmer at Facebook and also expecting a baby. Well, I can relate to that.
Cool.
Michael Butler's been listening since before he was born, 21 years ago. He'd like a greeting from an old favorite, Ben, the WJFK engineer.
Sure.
Janitor, yes. Yeah. Ben, the WJFK janitor.
Hi, Michael.
That's it.
That's it. That was great.
Happy birthday, everybody.
That's the amount of effort that Ben used to do in keeping the building clean.
Look, I love having guests in the studio. I love Oscar from China. Yeah. I like doing the birthdays when we're not supposed to do them, but I'm ready for normalcy.
Yeah, okay, let's relax.
Time
then.
For a
and
nap.
It is, we welcome you, and now we finally can just talk about you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Because you are an old pal of mine, and you have been in every quadrant of television broadcasting. You have been to the top of the mountain.
Yes.
On ABC's Good Morning America.
Yes.
And,
I'm at Channel 5.
And I'm in my living room. And it only gets worse. Hey, you're at a television station. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there where, you know, old people fart.
But, Mike, you know, to make you feel better, I'm not even in my own living room. I have to come to yours.
That's rough.
So, I think that you're chugging along and you were the weather guy. You were at Channel 5. You were a field reporter, kind of the human interest reporter.
Yes.
And then you moved to the weather desk.
I was actually, I did weather and feature reporting.
Ah, okay.
So I was, remember back in the day, there was Tom Sater, weather guy, mm-hmm. and Holly Morris, the feature reporter. Ah. I was both of them.
Weather and features is like Lowell Meltzer.
This is true. Tony's successful.
Right.
That's
exactly.
The difference.
I'm not.
And now you are officially an anchor person.
I've moved out of the world of weather to the anchor desk,
and,
which is great.
And you're enjoying your life over at Channel 5.
I love
5.
It very much. Yes.
That's a good thing.
Well, I mean, because I like you guys, I love the people I work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm being very honest.
It's a great crew there.
It's really a fun medium. Really
How long have you been at Channel 5?
Complicated question. I've been there 8 years now, but I was there for about 8 years before Good Morning America, so total 16 years.
And, Tony is a graduate of American University back in the day when we used to play air guitars to the Rolling Stones.
I sure did.
Outside a little RV that we had set up because we did a muscular dystrophy radiothon.
You know what I remember most about that? I would be Mick Jagger.
Yes, and you loved Mick Jagger. You loved doing your Mick Jagger impression.
But we would have this little trailer set up, and early in the day we would set up like milk crates to look like a drum set,
right,
and cover them with a blanket. Now people could see us doing this, but we would set it up
so it looked like drums that were really under there,
right, and wait a couple hours, and then we would start to get this rumor going that the Rolling Stones are going to be out here,
right.
It's milk crates under a blanket.
Under a blanket.
Right.
That's
and,
right.
Like the Rolling Stones are going to perform on the quad at AU.
And I remember that I was not in the band. I was kind of on the periphery of that. There were pictures of me that somebody took where I was interviewing kids watching the Rolling Stones.
Oh, is that so where that pathetic. Picture is from?
That's the little picture.
With the two horrified children?
Yes.
And you with all that hair.
Why there were small children on a college campus, I do not
know.
I don't think it was any of the co-eds kids.
No, I don't think so.
As far as I knew. And I was sitting there, and then it was like Ron Kersh and
Goldie.
Jeff Gold. Yeah. and Shalom Rabbi Shmuley. No, I mean, it was like everybody else that was there.
Right.
And Tony and I were the only goys in the whole group.
Yeah, that's true.
They could have called the band the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
Oh, I've got a stone.
But it was the, and we all worked at the radio station on campus there at American University. Good times, good times.
When you spun records and you had your beer party, didn't you do a, like something that where you would drink and also?
That, Tony will remember that because Tony probably didn't hang out. Tony didn't, you know, you didn't roar as much as I did because
nobody did.
It's the reason why you're more successful than I am because I plunged into alcoholism at a very young age. And so I was the club DJ at 61 WAMU Night at the Tavern, on Tuesday nights. And I don't think I've ever said this in front of you. When I went through, I can still remember how I laid out my schedule. I wouldn't have a class until probably 6 o'clock on 6:30. We had 6:30 classes on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have my first class of the week until 6:30 on Monday night.
Now, did you
So ask- during the fall, it would be... where do I start the partying? Because it really
what was
it
your
was
last
nonstop.
Class on Friday?
I'll take you through Monday.
Right? Okay. Okay.
Monday was recovery day.
Of course.
And we would be watching the football games on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
And
then
recovering.
And that would party, you know, we'd party all into the evening on that way. Then we'd have recovery day on Monday. Then I would have a class at 6:30. I would have maybe one class on Tuesday. Tuesday night was 61 WAMU Night at the Tavern, which went very, very late.
That's convenient.
That's true.
And then I'd have a couple of classes on Wednesday. That's a terrible
rough.
Day. I hated
it. Usually, yeah. Wednesday was like lab day.
Yeah, very, very. It's just everybody's studying. Everybody's working on Wednesday. Very dull day on a college campus. Thursday is the beginning of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe an early morning class on Thursday, but doubtful. Because I'd be ramping up, and then we would have the pregame for just going out on the town. And Thursday night, we would go out. Uh-huh. Like, we'd go to Armand's Chicago-style pizzeria and drink beers. We'd go down to Alexandria and go to the fish market and drink their schooners of beer there. And that was Thursday night going out. Because Friday, uh-huh. you would normally have a toga party on Friday night that would be down in the regular community hall where we would all put togas on. And then Friday and Saturday nights would be in-house parties.
So every week, you would squeeze in one serious day of going to college.
It was more of a day of recovery than it was squeezing.
When you talked about laying out your
seriously, it's what my junior and senior year, that was kind of my schedule. That's what I would do.
When you talked about laying out your schedule, you were very precise about times of classes.
Yes.
Did the classes themselves matter? Did you know what classes they were, or was it just you needed something that was started at 6 o'clock on a Monday night?
You couldn't narrowcast it that well. You could do your schedule, but you couldn't do what classes you were going to take.
Okay,
they fall at a certain time.
Sure,
I know I had a United States history course on Monday nights, and it would just be I'd be sitting there, you know, in like eighth row, just going.
I never partied that much.
I know. That's because you were preparing for your future.
Yeah.
Look what happened with you. Meanwhile, beautiful education, you know. Bachelor of Arts degrees in broadcast journalism for both of us. You know, you used yours. I was basically going out to spin records, at WOHN in Herndon.
When you had that Monday night class, was it a once a week class? So it was a lengthy class? Was there a break in the middle?
Yep.
You ever drink during the break?
Left during the break.
Oh, a lot of times.
More often than not.
But how did you graduate?
Listen, I barely did.
Skin of his teeth.
Do you remember the algebra competency requirement that we had at American University? Do you remember that?
I do not.
You probably didn't require it because you got great grades in algebra.
Because I don't remember doing that.
I transferred in.
So
you,
there.
You went to all 4 years, right?
Yes, I did. Four and a half.
I transferred. Really?
Yeah.
Four and a half?
So
shall we call you Dr. Perkins?
No. I don't know what happened.
Neither does Mike.
Maybe I did party more. Than
I didn't
I did.
Know you were learning disabled.
No, I just it took me an extra half year.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to clean up some credits.
I transferred in from Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, where Bill O'Reilly got his degree.
You were roommates with Bill O'Reilly.
He was there much earlier.
Oh, I see.
Bunkmates, yeah. Really.
And he was just walking around the hallways going, "We'll do it live!" and so I went to American University, and they had an algebra competency requirement.
Right.
And I am so mathematically challenged, as you guys know from all these years of working with me. And we had to take an algebra competency test if you hadn't achieved, I think it had to be a C+ or better in an algebra course. I got a C in my one like remedial algebra course that I took at American University. So I had to take right up till 1981, to the spring semester of 81. I was still toiling every week. And we went in the last time I was going to take it before I'd have to go back and go to the next semester. And they made an announcement that if you had achieved a C minus or better, that they would waive the algebra competency requirement. So I took the test anyway. And I passed it, and so the long and short of it was, I graduated.
Yeah, you're still using it. You said the long and short of it.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
some algebra terms.
X equals Y, Z.
Never got it.
Perfect.
Never understood.
D, whatever.
The good thing about it is, after you pass that test, what a reason to celebrate. Maybe you could have a drink.
Well, there's a picture of me standing next to my father at graduation, and I was not well. We will take a break and come back with more with Tony Perkins from Fox 5. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Classic.
This is the time of year when I need my wardrobe to be its best. That's why I'm all about Quince. They make it easy to look sharp, feel good, and find gifts that last. From Mongolian cashmere sweaters to Italian wool coats, Quince pieces are crafted from premium materials and built to hold up without the luxury markup. Quince makes the essentials every guy needs. Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, Italian wool coats that look and feel designer, and denim and chinos that fit just right. Plus, down jackets, wool top coats, and leather styles that are built to last. It's everything you actually want to wear, built to hold up season after season. I got a cashmere sweater perfect for the Florida winters, which is to say it looks amazing without being bulky or too hot. It looks amazing and I love it. Get your wardrobe on point and your gift list handled with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TMOS. This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep, and their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado's sustainable furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home, because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado. Dream of better. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A few things I would like to discuss. I'd like to talk about social networking and civility.
That's in the news, as it turns out.
Because there is a survey out today, and we'll cover that a little bit. Yes. There is a huge viral video that's making its way around the internet and also mainstream media right now. It's a video of a guy in a kayak who is fishing out of his kayak, which I've seen. A lot of people do that. and there's a shark that apparently goes after a tuna that he's got on the line.
He hooks a bluefin, I think.
And it breaches in back of him, and I think it's complete crap. And nobody has said it yet, but it seems to me it's just like when the baby was picked up by the hawk.
Right.
I think it's exactly the same thing. And these things get to mainstream media without being properly vetted, and I still think it's a fake.
But how do you get a shark to come out at a certain time unless it's one of Spielberg's mechanical sharks?
This
what do you think he did?
This is all done by computers. This is what I think. Yeah. The guy is sitting... He's sitting in a well. You know about TV, Tony. He's sitting. He's sitting in
high
the kayak,
praise.
And he's
Can
got
we create some of these videos.
He's got his little fishing line, and then you look and perfectly framed over his right shoulder is the shark face and all coming out of the water. And I think it's crap. I think it's fake.
I agree with you. I think they're matching up maybe two different videos, and you can. I mean, people can do this in their homes.
Exactly.
Very clean. Very professional. I think it's a fake too.
And there isn't there a school in Canada specifically?
Well, the baby and the hawk video was actually a homework assignment for a
Canadian school.
For a Canadian school.
I never knew. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Where they say, we want you to see if you can generate a video that will go viral.
Right.
So this seems to be what people do now. And when it's a perfect video, now it's quick. You see the shark come out of the water. And the only way you see the full face of the shark is when it's freeze framed. But it seems to me like it might be
a hoax. Have to require an amazing amount of luck from every angle to make it be captured just that right. And was it shot with the camera like this, with the phone up and down, or lengthwise? Because
it looks like one of those, what are those cameras we had when we went to
GoPro.
It looks like it's a GoPro where he's got it, you know.
The resolution is just grainy enough where maybe they could alter it around a little bit. I hadn't thought about that, but now that you presented it to me.
What are we supposed to believe anymore? I mean,
you can't believe anything.
Your eyes, you can't believe what you see. Next, you're going to say reality shows aren't real.
That's right.
Well, Buzz. I like that Buzz is so old school that his original question about this was, how do you get the shark to come up at that angle? Not that it was trick photography.
Yeah, you were.
Well,
doing...
I haven't seen the videos.
Tony, it was a union show.
You were going back to Spielberg like they're going to have some plastic shark. This is done with
computer. That's how we did it back in the day, Mike.
Right, that's right.
When you do your fake videos.
That's right.
He would sneak into Universal Studios.
We used puppets.
And that big mechanical were real.
So let's talk about the whole deal. I'm making no secret about the fact, and I know you have to be neutral in your role as an anchor man, so you don't have to comment on this, but the NRA has now informed Congress they will be evaluating and scoring the legislators based on this this upcoming legislation that may not even get up to the field. Yeah, and I just wanted to say F off to all of them.
You know what? Jerk store. That's exactly what it is.
And I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. I was on Facebook this morning, and I knew what I was going to get, and it spilled over. When it spills over into the social networking, I know exactly what's going to happen to me, and I know that there's going to be an immediate response because people are so passionate. The link that I shared today, which was from a guy named Bob Miles, and he wrote, if your first reaction to shootings is to think Obama/liberals are going to try to take our guns, your priorities as a human being suck.
Yeah.
And all I did was just post that on my page.
You just shared it.
I just shared it with it. That's exactly what the new faggle terminology is.
You shared it on your page.
I shared it, and immediately, without any hesitation, people went badass.
Yep.
And, you know, Mike, if you really knew what was going on, why is it the people? And I just, look. I understand it's going to provoke debate and people are going to talk about this type of thing. But, you know, there was a survey that we have become less civil. Is that what it is? Do you have that story?
Yes. A new survey shows that 78% of us, nearly 4 out of 5 of us, have noticed that our friends are getting ruder in their posts and responses on Facebook. 8 out of 10 of us.
Mark, you're pointing at Mark.
Are noticing
More
rudeness.
Such a jerk.
In posts and responses on Facebook. And in fact, 1 in 5 of us have actually defriended somebody in real life, dropped a real life friend because of something we saw online.
I've done it to family.
Interesting.
I've done it to family based on political rants.
Really?
I mean, I'm all for people having their opinion, but when you come outwardly accusing other people of being stupid or disagreeing with you, and I'm talking about blood relatives. I don't want to read it on my page.
The problem with social media is it people, when you look at it, it devolves, the level of discourse devolves very quickly.
Immediately.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. There may be two lines of reasoned argument, and then it's the name-calling and
Jane,
the insanity.
Jane, you ignorant slut, yes.
Right. How have you managed to stay off Facebook?
This has been a battle, because we recently, at my job, the mandate was, everybody get on Facebook, we need you out there.
Right.
You got to be doing
this. Yeah, every media outlet wants to do that.
I went to the boss and said, I'm not on Facebook as a choice. I'm not on it personally. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on it professionally.
Right.
I don't want to have that kind of discourse going on, because it happens very quickly.
That's why you haven't answered my friend request.
Yesterday, Allison, lovely Allison, my co-anchor,
she
came to my desk, she said, look what was just posted on,
my hand just slipped.
So sloppy.
What was that? Sorry, interference.
On her Facebook, someone had posted two pornographic photos.
Oh my
gosh. Gentleman
Tucker
should not be doing this. This is what I'd like to do to you.
Oh,
you know,
no.
And yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Scary.
Really,
you don't want that.
Okay, I had a moment today, though. This is, I will call this my social networking happy ending.
Ah.
And not the happy ending that Oscar was talking about.
He really loves Facebook.
Yeah. Boy.
This is, I'm trying to find the guy. His name is Kevin. I won't give you his last name. But he was talking. He was one of these guys. What you get when you have the gun people that are making their arguments, they give you a lot of statistics about other things that can kill kids.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. You know, and this guy was doing swimming pools.
Oh, yeah.
So it got me a little peeved, because I was getting so many of these from everybody, where I just thought it was kind of nice to. When something like this happens, I'm a believer that you should reflect on the tragedy and show compassion for the people that have gone through the tragedy. That was really the reason I posted this. Yes, there was an Obama there was a liberal there, and that gets people all up in arms.
It seems to push buttons.
But the gun people also get kind of out of their minds about it, and so they will throw the statistics, and I was getting dozens. I got about 70 messages today, and about half of them, of course, as usually is the case, are from the people that are saying, don't take our guns, don't reach into our houses.
Nobody's
and do that.
Do.
And do we have to break?
We do. We got 20 seconds.
All right, when I come back, I'm going to share with you the social networking happy ending that really was a feel-good story. I think it'll touch your heart, everybody.
I can't wait.
We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Barra Show. Thank you very much, everybody.
TMOS Classic.
It is said that time waits for no man. And when that man realizes that his time has come, he will check his watch to make sure that he is in the correct time zone. For with the passing of each season, summer to fall, winter to spring, a man can only wait for his time to come. Because as the sands funnel through the hourglass of history, a man can hope, in some small way, to make his mark on the passage of time, and in doing so cement his place on the wall of timeliness that marks the ticking of each individual timepiece. Because as we all know, time takes time. And timepieces take on many forms. The gold watch of the plantation owner. The hourglass of the ancient Polymorphians. The battered wristwatch of the grizzled World War II dog face. The oversized wrist ornament of a sweating Kardashian. All mark time in their own special way. And be it Timex or Rolex, Seiko or Fossil, Bulova or Zabalios.
What?
With each stroke of the second hand, the universal march of time weaves its way through the fabric and seasons of a man's life. And when that bell of April tolls, when the little and big hands land in their predetermined locations to summon the great white horde, sprinkled with a select chosen few minorities and foreigners, all with timepieces synchronized, all waiting to see if their muscular frames will fit into the magic jacket of green.
Ah.
All hoping against hope that on Sunday their glands will produce the sweat that seeps into the tailor's green jacket. For it is the perspiration that signifies the time itself, the moisture of the ages, oozing and dripping, that is absorbed into the waiting clean towel of competition.
Ew.
And when the sun finally sets, on the Azalea Scented Contest.
Oh, no.
The body odor of the Fairway Gladiators will take charge with a wafting scent that will waft over the waiting patrons from Butler Cabin to the Eisenhower Pine. Oh, my God, wait. The Eisenhower Pine is no longer.
No.
Yes, the Eisenhower Pine has gone. Dead. Deceased. No longer. Worm food. Mulch. So long, fair friend. Into that big forest in the sky. From Amen Corner to the servant's entrance at the back of the grill. That wafting scent will mean only one thing. That the time has come for Hootie and Bubba and Billy and the boys to head on down to the jacket closet and find just the right garment for just the right champion. Then we will all know that it is time to wind our watches once again.
Oh.
And we wait another year to skip down Magnolia Lane, tongues a wagon, and ready to enjoy that thing that's the Masters.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.